The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, myself and Bully Ray break down Monday Night Raw. You're going to want to hear from Bully Ray because he is livid about what took place on Raw. You're going to want to hear it. We also talk about Brock and Cody and where is that going. A lot to do on a Tuesday edition of the Busted Open Podcast. I've talked here on this show before about if you really want to get talent over, there's nothing wrong with some enhancement matches. And I don't think I'm being disrespectful at this point in saying that Dana Brooke is somewhat of an enhancement talent within the walls of the WWE. I mean, that's not somebody other than the ill-fated 24/7 championship. Is Dana Brooke somebody that's going to be chasing after a world heavyweight championship title? I don't think so.
Dana Brooke is not a waste of my TV time. Matches like that are a waste of my TV time.
Okay. You seem very, very passionate about this match with Dana Brooke last night.
No, I'm not. I just wanted to get out of the way. Now that we broke that down, we have 2 hours and 58 minutes left.
Okay. Well, there's a lot to get into for sure. But Bully, and again, like with the Dana Brooke, if you have more to say, I mean, do you look at Dana Brooke as they're wasting the talent of Dana Brooke, that Dana Brooke should be doing more within the WWE?
No, I'm still pissed off about yesterday and the fact that they did not have the brains to do something different, to shock the people a little bit, to do the right thing by a talent who's been there for a long time. I'm still on this Zelina Vega thing.
And you know what? We put up the video of you talking about that from Backlash on Saturday. It's up at Busted Open Radio. Your opinion, Bully, about what you just said, that Zelina Vega should have won that championship on Saturday for a moment, because to your point with Dana Brooke, instead of having Rhea Ripley in the ring with Dana Brooke on Monday Night Raw last night, that could have been a rematch between Zelina Vega and Rhea Ripley, where Rhea Ripley could recapture that SmackDown Women's Championship and then business as usual, but you created a moment on Saturday that would have lasted a lifetime. I'm guessing
Or you could have given Zelina Vega one match against Dana Brooke in which she defended her championship just one night, and then you could have had Rhea Ripley come out. Or you could have had Rhea Ripley come out in the middle of the match and destroy both women and challenge Zelina to a match next week. They missed the boat. They missed the opportunity, just like we said yesterday on this show. And I thought about it even more. There's a time to make people happy. The other night in Puerto Rico was the time to make the fans happy, to shock the fans, to give people something out of left field that they would have never seen coming. Dave, have I been a massive supporter of Rhea Ripley from day one?
Yes.
Without a doubt. I even voted her versus Charlotte best match at Mania when we did, when there was COVID Mania.
Yes, you did.
I have been on Rhea's side since the day I saw her. I'm the guy who's suggesting she should have lost. And for good reason. Because it would have taken absolutely zero away from Rhea Ripley, given a little something to Zelina. A feel-good moment, right place, right time. Thus, and now instead we get Rhea versus Dana Brooke. Come on. Does Rhea Ripley need that enhancement match?
No.
Stop it. Stop wasting my 3 hours on stuff like that.
And you know what? If you wanted to have that match last night between Dana Brooke and Rhea Ripley, it would have made more sense if Rhea Ripley did not have that championship. She took out all her anger and frustration out on Dana Brooke and said, Zelina, that's for you, because on SmackDown on Friday night, I'm gonna go back after that championship. I want a rematch from what happened at Backlash. That would have been a statement. But there was no reason to have that statement last night for Rhea Ripley because she won the match on Saturday.
This is typical WWE booking.
You're sounding a lot like me for the, number one, when it comes to a Tuesday. Number two, and I don't mean to buy into the conspiracy theories, okay? So, Bully, feel free to give me a slap in the face if you feel I'm doing this. But this is where I feel like Vince McMahon is back because, you know, for a six-month...
It's not a conspiracy theory. It's true.
No, but I'm saying, like, when it comes to decision-making and creative, because now we're going back to Monday Night Raw being very formulaic, and you can actually predict what's going to happen. And that's what I feel like what's happening on Monday nights right now. And even to the point, like, what happened at Backlash, because, like you said, that would have been a shock to the system. That would have been a holy shit moment. You know, they always say about putting smiles on people's faces. Imagine the smiles of the people in that crowd if Zelina Vega would have been able to upset Rhea Ripley at Backlash. And again, by the time we get out of Night of Champions that's happening at the end of this month, Rhea Ripley would have that SmackDown Women's Championship back around her waist, and it would be business as usual. But you would have created a moment, again, as I said, would have lasted a lifetime. And again, the vignettes, the pictures, the movies, the moments of, like you saying about her being at the 9/11 memorial with that championship. I did it for you, Dad. And the tears coming down her eyes, the emotion. That's why we love pro wrestling. And it doesn't hurt Rhea Ripley at all. I was reading some of the comments of the video that we posted at Busted Open Radio, and it was pretty much 50-50. A lot of people agreed with the rant that you went on our show yesterday, and there was a lot of people saying, come on, Bully. Really? Rhea Ripley's hot right now. You're going to take the championship off? A month removed, Bully, Rhea would have had that championship. You would have completely not killed her momentum at all, but in the process, you would have made a moment for Zelina Vega. And by the way, Zelina Vega would be a made wrestler for the rest of her career because everybody would remember that match in that moment.
It wouldn't have even been a month. It would have been 2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks. You want to talk about putting smiles on people's faces and bringing a tear to their eye at the same time. I talked about it yesterday while we were going into a break, how Vince McMahon taught me that anything can happen on any given Sunday. How the worst team in football could beat the best team in football on any given Sunday. I was talking about Kidman and London versus the Dudleys, and I didn't understand how they were going to beat us on their first try. That was Vince's answer, and that was good enough for me. And you're going to tell me that Zelina, that Rhea Ripley could not have slipped on the proverbial banana peel, got rolled up 1, 2, 3, and at 3.5 kicked out, and shock and awe and smiles and tears all at the same time. And then let's take your point. Last night, Rhea Ripley comes out and just decimates
Dana Brooke.
And then looks down the barrel of the camera and says, Zelina, I want my rematch next week. That's it. Now you've given Zelina an opportunity to go take the necessary photos for the feel-good moments, the 9/11 memorial, which should have happened a long freaking time ago.
True.
And Monday Night Raw was in Madison Square Garden right around 9/11, if not on 9/11. How do you miss these opportunities?
Where
is the stuff that is making me go, wow, on a Monday night? What the hell was so wow about last night? What, Brock? 3 hours every Monday. For the love of God, do something different. Do something that's going to surprise me. Anything.
And Bully, I'm not saying that it was wrong, but pretty much
I don't give a shit if you think it was the most wrong thing on earth.
No, I'm just, but hear me out. We basically predicted last night's show on the air yesterday. We said that during that match that Cody in his promo was going to say that Brock was in the rearview mirror. I actually quoted that. I said that on the show yesterday. Brock was going to come out during the match, interfere, take Cody out, so prevent him from winning the World Heavyweight Championship. And we also predicted that Seth Rollins was going to go on and win and be a finalist for this consolation prize that the WWE is giving the Raw roster. Yeah, I mean, we said that on the show yesterday. Last night's show was as predictable as any Monday Night Raw that I've ever seen. Am I wrong?
Dude, No, not at all. Not at all. Seth, yeah, the Brock thing, the Seth thing, we talked about it yesterday. I think it kind of like the Zelina thing when she retweeted us and she spoke about, I fully believe it's still going to happen. I have faith. It's my dream. I'm paraphrasing what she said here, but I'm like, damn, two opportunities? Listen, I know that the WWE doesn't view Zelina Vega the same way they do a Rhea Ripley. I get it. But there is a time and a place where the stars and planets can align. And David can beat Goliath. And that was their time. But no. Let's not give the people what they would have loved to have seen. Actually, the people would not have loved to have seen it because they would not have seen it coming in the first place. Thus, it would have been so shocking. The love would have turned into admiration.
But there comes a point, Bully, where everybody gets to their breaking point. And I really feel like that was that match between Rhea and Dana Brooke last night for you was your breaking point. That was your breaking point.
Nobody moved forward. And the match was not designed for Dana Brooke to move forward. It was designed for Rhea Ripley to move forward. But by Rhea Ripley defeating and decimating Dana Brooke, in your eyes this morning, is Rhea Ripley a bigger star, a bigger heel? Anything in your eyes moved forward?
No.
Then it's a waste of my fucking television time.
Well, I mean, Bully, I'm being quite honest here. Who has moved forward? Because Seth Rollins wins the tournament. He's a finalist for this World Heavyweight Championship. That is meaningless. That championship to me is absolutely fucking meaningless. Meaningless. Because your top wrestler, your top draw is on SmackDown and is your WWE Undisputed Universal Championship.
Hey guys, Conan O'Brien here to tell you about some of the stranger things we've been doing recently on my podcast, Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. Recently, we had an episode where I sat down with some of the writers that I worked with on Conan O'Brien Must Go. That's my travel show on Max. And we talked about everything that goes into those shows and a lot of very insane anecdotes from our travels and adventures. There's another episode you might want to check out where I discuss with my physician, Dr. Arroyo, about my experience on Hot Ones. We talk about my near-death experience and his complete inability to help me because he may or may not be a real doctor. That's just some of the stuff that's been going on, and if you feel up to it, check it out. So catch up on all things I've been up to on Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend wherever you get your podcasts.
Buying a Master Mechanics tool set usually means high prices, higher interest rates, and who knows how many years of monthly payments. But at GearWrench, we don't believe that your tools should take years and years to pay for. So check out Mega Mod Master Sets, the Master Mechanics tool sets that deliver pro-quality tools, organized storage solutions, an easy-to-use lifetime warranty, and much, much more. All for thousands less than you'd expect. So don't wait. Explore the sets and check availability now. Only at GearWrench.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Hey everyone, it's Howard Bender from the Ante Up Podcast. Every weekday, Adam Ronis and I serve you up the picks, plays, and fantasy information needed to win your bets. You know, this isn't just your average sports betting show, though, for one very good reason. We won't tell you what to do unless we've already done it ourselves. That's right, we put our money where our mouths are, so we're just as invested in each bet as you are. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts, or listen on the SXM app, free for most subscribers.
Back to Monday nights. I don't care who's running the ship. Vince McMahon, Triple H. I don't care. It's time to make Monday nights exciting again. It's time to make Monday nights must-see again. In a world where people have no patience, I'll be damned. I sit in front of that TV for 3 hours in real time every Monday. Give me something to sink my teeth into. Give me something to excite me. What was exciting last night? Okay, Brock pulling out Cody, F5 on the floor, F5 on the announce table. Brock stitched up, black guy. I want to fight. I want to fight. I want to fight. Okay.
Did you hear the ovation that Cody got at the beginning of that show? That's in Jacksonville. I love the fact that Cody said, hey, you know, we got through the pandemic together, you know, referencing that AEW was in Jacksonville the entire time during lockdown. I don't think they needed to do that last night at all. They didn't need to do that. But the one thing I do want to repeat that you just said, Bully, is getting Monday Night Raw to be must-see again. Because to me, believe me, no disrespect to Finn Balor, because I thought that match between Seth and Finn was fantastic. I thought it was a fantastic match. But come on, everybody that was watching that show last night knew that Seth Rollins was going to win that match. Come on. Why don't you do something different? Have Finn beat Seth Rollins. Shock people. Oh, my God. I didn't see that coming.
But if then that means Finn would be going up against whoever won on the SmackDown side. And obviously, we've been talking about Seth is going to be the best representation
of Raw, yeah,
of this new championship, because he is a workhorse. If you told me, hey, we're getting Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor, I know it's going to be a great wrestling match. I get it. But how about a swerve? How about something? How about all of a sudden, where the hell was the Judgment Day? Where were they?
They weren't there.
They're all connected at the hip, but nobody was there to even try to help Finn. Throw me some swerves. Give me a misdirection. Make me give me a ref bump. Make me think that Finn is going to beat Seth. And then Seth curb stomps the crap out of him. He gets the one. Anything. What did I got? I got a straight up match. Okay, great. I saw it coming, though. I know that's what's going to happen. Where's my twists and turns? Here's an unpopular opinion. Ready for this?
Go ahead.
Where's some Vince Russo 101 on Monday Night Raw? Where's my shock and awe television? Where's my crash TV? Where's my swerves? Where's my dips? Am I saying Vince Russo should be booking Monday Night Raw? No. But you get my point. Or not?
No, I completely get your point. Something different, something to mix things up. This draft.
How about something in between the 9 million commercial breaks? Entrance, a little bit of action. Go to the floor. Oh my God, what's going to happen next? Go to break. Come back from break. Finish. Backstage. Commercial. I don't know how many more commercials I could see for Kay Jewelers or Jared Jewelers or for some dog shit fast food that's killing everybody in America.
I love it. I love it, Bully. You cracked. They cracked you, Bully. No more becauses. No more get over it. You have officially cracked.
You're wrong. I'm not cracked. Because whenever I tell you because there's no rhyme or reason to shit. You see, the rhyme and reason with Zelina is Vince is not a fan of putting people over in their hometown or doesn't really care about it because you're playing to the worldwide audience. Yeah, I get it. You're playing to the worldwide audience. And you just told your worldwide audience that Bad Bunny, a music star, is a better pro wrestler and is a tougher son of a bitch than Damian Priest. But you couldn't tell us that little Zelina couldn't find a way and Rhea couldn't slip on a banana peel. And now you want us to believe that your new world heavyweight champion actually means something. What do you want me to believe next? You come out of Backlash with this phenomenal premium live event. I like pay-per-views still. I'm calling it pay-per-views. And this is what you follow up the first Monday night of the draft. And listen, I'm not saying it was a bad show. I'm saying it's a highly predictable show of 3 hours of typical sports entertainment. Even Zoe was mid. What was so special about Zoe's match?
Well, that was an introduction match. I'm not going to – not everything is going to be a grand slam.
Zoe's first match on NXT where she did the job was more exciting than last night.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
Hey guys, Conan O'Brien here to tell you about some of the stranger things we've been doing recently on my podcast, Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. Recently, we had an episode where I sat down with some of the writers that I worked with on Conan O'Brien Must Go. That's my travel show on Max. And we talked about everything that goes into those shows and a lot of very insane anecdotes from our travels and adventures. There's another episode you might want to check out where I discuss with my physician, Dr. Arroyo, about my experience on Hot Ones. We talk about my near-death experience and his complete inability to to help me because he may or may not be a real doctor. That's just some of the stuff that's been going on, and if you feel up to it, check it out. So catch up on all things I've been up to on Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend wherever you get your podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.